The first full week of 2004 brought reminders of years past and previews of the year to come. Pete Rose tried honesty in his persistent effort to have baseball ignore its rules and forgive his gambling on the sport. Arnold Schwarzenegger joked that maybe his new job as governor of California had quickly lost its appeal. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge lowered America's terror alert level to yellow, but said a high state of vigilance was still required. And Democrats who aspire to the Oval Office traded barbs while President Bush ended his holiday vacation with a return to the fundraising circuit and an attempt to set the political agenda for the coming presidential election year. Today, we're going around the country to visit with some editors. Carol Lee Hutton is the publisher and editor of the Detroit Free Press. Welcome to the show, Carol Lee.
Thank you.
Pat Yak is the editor of the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome back, Pat.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And Robert Kittle is the editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Good morning and welcome back, Bob.
Thank you, Leanne. Good morning.
Good morning. Bob, I'm going to start with you because the White House announced sweeping changes in immigration laws, laws that would allow illegal foreign workers to gain legal status. How's that being received in Southern California?
The reaction in San Diego and I think throughout most of California is generally negative to the president's plan, primarily because it would not solve the problem of illegal immigration. In many ways, it would expand the problem by issuing green cards to workers who, in theory, could remain in the country temporarily. Those who are here now illegally would be eligible for green cards for up to 3 years and possibly to be renewed for another three, and then they would be expected to leave the country. But our experience in California is that illegal workers do not leave the country when their visas expire, or in this case, when their green cards expire. So while I think everyone believes that this may start a helpful and long overdue national debate about how to reform our immigration laws, I don't think anyone here perceives this as a solution to the problem.
Carol Lee, what's been the reaction to the president's proposals in Michigan?
Very similar, very similar. You know, we have a substantial community here of Middle Eastern descent, and that community has felt under the microscope for the last couple of years anyway. And their reaction basically is what happens after 3 years, or, you know, whatever extensions might follow that, and also how does this change their situation? Then on top of that, we have big labor, which is very important here, very prominent in, you know, in our Midwest industrial state here, and they say, well, this could potentially drive down wages because we know that this labor pool, you know, is often in the lower wage earning jobs. Perhaps this would help for the higher-end jobs that are so attractive to certain immigrant communities, the tech jobs and things like that. But there's been no real outpouring of support for the proposal and a lot of uncertainty because of the vagaries.
Pat Yak, what are you hearing in Florida?
It's really hard to gauge, Leanne. There are a lot of undocumented workers, estimates up to 400,000 undocumented workers in this state. And people realize that they're undocumented workers who work in this state. But I think a lot of the response to how people are going to think and feel about this is going to come when some of the details start to emerge.
Pat, the White House has been pretty busy this past week leaking its plans for a presidential proclamation that's calling for the United States to return humans to the moon and then maybe to Mars. Given that space exploration is big, you know, big issue with people in Florida, how are the folks over at Cape Kennedy reacting to this kind of challenge?
I'm sure just ecstatically, because it is the launch pad for both manned and unmanned space flight. And with this new initiative, of course, it would be received very enthusiastically, particularly in central Florida, where most of the space-related activity is located in this state.
Bob Kittle in San Diego, the aerospace industry in Southern California seems to have been rather anemic lately. Is there an expectation that perhaps this idea of sending people to other planets is going to help with jobs there?
I don't think anyone could expect this kind of long-range dream of the president's to produce jobs. The kinds of space exploration that the president is talking about wouldn't be accomplished in his second administration, even if he is reelected. These things are way down the road. But I think there's a sense that we need to be doing this kind of dreaming, this kind of long-range planning and thinking if the United States is going to continue to have a robust space program. We've argued on our editorial page that we need a permanent manned presence in space. on the space station as a first step toward ultimately human travel within the solar system. So I think it's a great idea, but I don't think we can view it as a job creator, at least not in California.
Carol Lee, any excitement in Detroit about space exploration?
You know, it's a little bit like a pie in the sky here because it's out there. It's a great thing to think about in the future, but it doesn't have a lot of practical application here, and it's not the kind of thing that will distract people from the, you know, the tough realities and the things that are on their mind.
One of the things that's on people's minds is the upcoming presidential election, and all of you live in states that really hasn't been hit yet by the whole brunt of this competition. Carol Lee, what about in Michigan? Are people paying attention at this point?
Well, they're starting to. We have a caucus system coming up this year for the first time in many. The Democratic Party has put aside the primary and gone to caucuses, but for the very first time, we'll allow internet voting. So there's an interesting new twist here. That's right around the corner. It's February 7th. We've had a lot of visits from Democratic Party candidates here seeking the nomination. We'll have a lot more, we suspect. Michigan, as a major industrial state, is considered a swing state. In the last several presidential elections, Michigan has gone for the Democratic Party candidate in the general election, but only by a very small margin. So it's still considered important by both political parties. Tends to get a lot of visits.
Pat Yak, of course, Florida played a starring role in the last presidential election. How's the race shaping up down there at this point?
For president, it's a toss-up. Undecided leads the field among Democrats. Howard Dean, who seems to be very popular in Iowa and New Hampshire, is the most popular, at least among the Democrats who were asked in a poll back in December. Wesley Clark runs second, and both Dean and Clark run very well against the president.
Bob Kittle, let me ask you about your governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger has given his first State of the State address. He delivered his budget. How are Californians taking to him?
Interestingly, he's gotten off to a very strong start. While he's facing some enormous fiscal problems, and his budget tries to address that with budget cuts rather than tax increases, the interesting thing is the dynamic that he has created. He's actually making some headway in overcoming the partisan gridlock that lies at the center of Sacramento's problems. And if he can do that, then I think he can make progress on a lot of the intractable problems that California has been facing and not doing very well on.
Carol Lee, this is a time of year where there are a lot of auto shows around the country. And manufacturing is doing a little bit better. Job growth is still pretty flat. How are folks in Michigan, how do they feel about their economic lives at this point?
Well, you know, the economy in Michigan always takes a little longer to bounce back when the nation, you know, comes out of a recession and has a recovery. This is the week of the auto in Michigan. This is the week of the North American International Auto Show, which is the nation's biggest auto show. And right now in Detroit, that's what the conversation is, because the auto industry has cut tens of thousands of jobs. You know, just in the past week, we had conversations between the big three and the analysts talking about 35,000 jobs at Ford will have been eliminated by next year, you know, over the last 3 years. 35,000 jobs at Chrysler Group. At General Motors, it's a little bit less. It's 23,000 jobs. Those are not local jobs. Those are jobs that are across the country and in some cases even in European operations. But those numbers are staggering. So the economy is of tremendous impact to people here. It will be the biggest factor in the presidential election.
Carol Lee Hutton is the publisher and editor of the Detroit Free Press. Robert Kittle is the editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. And Pat Yak is the editor of the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year, Leanne.